Hi guys, it's Mike Fire from NewMusicSaturday.com here to introduce a special bonus episode of New Music Saturday where we're interviewing our good friends Joe Symes and The Loving Kind, or specifically Colin the drummer from Joe Symes and The Loving Kind. And I say we, I'm not even on it to be honest with you, this was outside of the normal cadence of episodes. The guys could only make an interview on a Monday, so Dr. Bones and Colin have a nice chat about all things Joe Symes and The Loving Kind, play their brand new track and basically have a bit of a lovely time. And this is a little bonus for you, you get to hear it as well. So thank you so much for listening and for your support, and look out for more episodes of New Music Saturday coming your way soon. And of course you can always go to newmusicsaturday.com. I like that bit of advertising, good, isn't it? Anyway, you better get on with it. Cheers, guys.
Right on, and welcome to Dr. Bone Show at 2:30 this afternoon on a Monday. It's been a little bit of time since I had the last guest on, but it's always a good time to have on. Welcome back, Colin from Joe Symes and The Loving Kind.
Hello, it's good to be back.
Man, this is probably like at least their fifth or sixth time, easily.
The band, as in general, are regular visitors to the show.
Yeah, we always love having you guys on. I know Joe and Alan are pretty busy right now with some mastering things.
Joe sends apologies. He's very, very busy with some pre-production work, just to wait, because we're in the last stages of the album now, so it's some like last minute things just to kind of for our next session, just to finish a few things off. And he sends his regards, and so does Alan as well. He's taking care of some family business at the moment.
Yeah, not a problem. Well, there will be other times, so that's a given. So first of all, I just want to ask about the new album coming out, and it comes out like early 2024, and it's called Portmanteau. So when you guys start working on this album specifically, did you have, were you already kind of having, did you already have some songs that didn't make Phase 3 that were put on this album, or are they completely brand new?
Brand new. The collection of 10 songs, which will be on the album, as well as the previous four that were on the last EP, A Place to Call Our Own, they were part of the same collection that were mainly written during the whole period of world events that we don't really talk about anymore. But yeah, in recent years, they were written during that particular period and all that. So obviously, you know, we singled out four for the EP.
Right.
And then there was obviously others there, and a few others got finished off during that period, and obviously they made up what is now going to be our third album, and we're very, very pleased at the turnout of it so far. It's sounding absolutely fantastic. It's nearly finished, just a few more vocals left to add and some more mixing, and then it'll be all ready to go.
Nice.
The artwork's done for it as well, the title as well, which we've only just recently in our past couple of sessions that we've done both internationally and locally, we've started to kind of announce the title of the album. So yeah, so and also too, the first song has now gone out, which is a song called It's All Too Late. The video for that went out on the band's YouTube channel on the 29th, just gone, and it's already been reviewed all around the world, and the airplay for the track itself has started in local stations and the stations internationally too. And the feedback for it has been absolutely incredible. The plays, the views have been amazing. Only in the short, it's been just over 2 weeks since the video went up, and the feedback for it, just the song itself, the video, the whole thing collectively and individually has just been absolutely fantastic. And you know that obviously this new track is a taster for the new album, like other albums will be, you know, when you release the first track, whether it be a single or a video. And now we're just looking forward to everyone else hearing the rest of the album, so it's a nice taster there. And you know, so far the feedback's been incredible, so you know, we're looking forward to for everyone to hear the rest of it.
Very cool. But well, before we get to the track, just a couple more questions. It's all Too Late to Name the track we'll be playing in a little bit here. Now, first off, the video is really good. I watched that a few times already,
Yeah.
and it was the imagery was amazing. Now, my question to you is: during those there's little spots and there's those different languages, is it all supposed to say the same thing, or is it different sayings throughout the video?
It's all diff. It obviously there's a few little sort of like like word bites, whatever you want to call it, and they're all in multiple languages. We actually talked about this the other day because obviously when we were in the editing suite doing it, and it was all coming together and all that, and it was all kind of quite quick fire type of stuff, and it all
Right.
kind of happened very quickly. And the other day we were thinking to ourselves, what did they say again? They're all different things, but all in different languages. But because
Right.
it was a lot of quick fire stuff, and we were like, I think that one says that in that language. That one says that in that language. That one's that language. What's that one say? What's the fifth one say again? We're kind of like joking about it, but it's
Right.
all it's you know it's what you know. Once the video's complete, it's then it's for the viewer to take that on board.
Right on, because like I was watching it and I kind of noticed the French one. I had to go back a couple of times to make sure I saw it right.
Yeah.
So, and just because I always caught the first word but not the second, so for some reason,
There's definitely
but
one or two French ones. There's a Spanish one, a German one, an Italian one, obviously English.
right.
And is there anything? I think there's one in Portuguese, I think. And is there anything else? There's one or two others, but there was
Yeah.
that many. There was that many.
There's probably a couple more. I'd have to write all of them down to remember all of them,
Yeah,
though. So,
pause them and note them all down.
right, yeah,
Google
exactly.
Translate. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a great view. I love the different imagery because I mean, initially the kind of we'll call it the blurring out it kind of was like a Northern Lights green to kind of start off with, and then just the different pictures of around London, like and just different things going on, like from the recording sessions and that sort of thing. It was really cool. I love how you guys was all pieced together.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we had a little help from one or two people who we work with in the past, but we were predominantly very, very heavily involved in the filming and the editing of it as well. So obviously, we take great pride in that, and us collectively as a band, we sort of got it all together, and again, with one or two people who assisted us. And yeah, it was very, very, we're very, very proud of the fact that we're not only a band who who write songs and perform and everything, but we're heavily involved in filmmaking, because obviously it's
Right.
put out through our own company, Truly Independent. And the fact that you're predominantly in charge of it, and exactly what you want and how it's what it wants to be and all that. There's no sort of like outside interference. Again, with one or two people who assisted us, but they were fully on board with our vision, how we wanted it and how we wanted it to come across, and it's come out exactly the way we wanted it. And again, now that it's out. Because obviously, during like the filming process and the editing process and all that, we were kind of like, right, seeing it all getting put together, and we were like, right, now
Right.
we've seen it now we want other people to now see it and all that. Because it's like when anyone's filming anything, once like your fan base and the general public gets to see it, you go, right, now
Right.
it's time for you to see it and all that. And again, the reaction's been absolutely fantastic. So we've earned ourselves a nice good few pats on the back.
Right. So on that note, let's get to the new single. It's called It's All Too Late. And guys, go to the YouTube channel, Joe Sims and Loving Kind YouTube channel, and check the video as well because it's pretty badass. Dig this.
It's all
Right on. Joe signs in Loving Kind, but it's all too late. And man, that is such a great tune. Like, I love the little kind of a bluesy intro, and like that bass line definitely remind me of Paul McCartney. Just the signature of it, which was amazing. You guys just like, this is such a great tune. I mean, Colin, your drumming is always bang on, and the one thing I have to ask is kind of like, just beyond midway through, near the end, that little kind of high pitch twanging. Now, what's Joe using for his guitar to get that little higher pitch?
And obviously, I know in the middle section and the solo, right, and at the end, there's a lot of backwards guitars.
Okay, that's what I was curious as to what it was.
Like, you know, very influenced by, you know, that kind of like, you know, Beatles Revolver type, you know, 1966, 67, backwards guitars and all that, and it's this kind of,
right,
a little backwards bit that kind of goes, zip, you know, kind of, gotcha. it's all backwards guitars. I mean, you know, it's funny you said, like, it's kind of, you know, it's got kind of a bluesy intro, which I can see, but so it's kind of like, you know, a bluesy intro, but then it goes out and out psychedelia in the middle.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is as well, obviously, you know, this is like, obviously, you know, just one track off the album. It's like, you know, the whole album isn't just like that, always, because obviously,
right,
we don't tend to repeat ourselves, because obviously that's just one example of one of the tracks. You know, there's a lot of I mean, we always have variety on our albums anyway, and whatever,
right,
EP, singles, right, but this one is, you know, it's got a lot of variety, and it kind of ties in with the title, Portmanteau. Which a portmanteau is essentially, it was like an old Victorian travelling case. You know, people used to go on like kind of long journeys, and when you opened it up, it had like, you know, like a little, it's like a big giant travelling bag, but on a large scale. So you opened it up and had like little compartments with little drawers in, and a mirror with,
okay,
and stuff like that. So you take it, it was a portmanteau, and the album itself is like that. You know, you open it up and it's got, you know, oh, that drawer, that drawer is that song, and that's kind of like, you know, a bluesy, right, kind of, you know, moody up-tempo, you know, rocker with some psychedelia. And then there's another drawer there that's going to have, you know, a quite a, you know, kind of epic, you know, rock pop song with some strings on, and there's another drawer there that's going to have, you know, a kind of a doorsy sort of Mardi Gras type of feel type of song to it, and there's another drawer there that has like a bit Bacharachy type of song in there. So there's quite a lot of different things. So each drawer kind of has, you know, a different type of like song there. I in this, you know, traveling case album called Portmanteau, like this title. Right. And also as well, you know, that this album, for the first time, this album's going to have like a booklet. So obviously with the album, you'll get like a booklet, and in it, you know, it's going to be like, you know, like little montage of, obviously all the lyrics will be in there with like montage of photos of us and things that we like and other things. And obviously, right, you know, when people see it, they'll get it. But again, it's another thing, you know, again, we did it, you know, we did all the artwork, and, you know, to put the artwork together, just the front and the back, and so that looks fantastic. But to put the booklet, the actual booklet, that was kind of the extra thing that we did this time round. And again, you know, right, a lot, you know, the love and the effort was put into that again, as always. And we're really, you know, you kind of like, you know, we're like looking back, just, you know, double checking things, and obviously in the lead up to the album, just, sure, make sure things are like edited right, there's no mistakes. And looking through it, you know,
right,
up to this point, you kind of look through it, and you kind of like, you know, you kind of scroll through on a computer, like page one, page two, page three, right? And you're thinking, right, this is going to look really, really good. We can't wait to actually get it in our hands and turn the pages and look at it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of variety again on this album and all that. Again, like a Victorian travelling case. I was actually saying the other day about the title of the album, that it's kind of, and it's got kind of a psychedelic sort of feel about the title, because the title is kind of like, you know, because obviously psychedelia was kind of like Victoriana type stuff anyway. And even though even though the other tracks in the album are not, like, again, there's a lot of variety and all that, it's kind of, that kind of reminds me of that type of thing, you know, kind of the traveling case and things like that. So yeah, so a lot of interesting things are going to be on this one. And again, you know, we're always proud of what we've released in the past, but you know, you always feel you've got to better yourself. And I think you know, this is definitely our most ambitious even though it's still catchy, and there's hooks there and everything. It's definitely, you know,
right,
the collection of songs, the artwork for it, everything. It's definitely our most ambitious, and we're very, very proud of it, and we can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Well, I mean, it sounds like just what you played, you kind of just kind of went outside the box, we'll put it.
Mm. It was, you know, just again, you know, it was when it was all like coming together, you know, it was like, you know, like a painting, you know, and you know, things start to, like, the shades start to come and everything starts to fall into place, especially when, you know, when Joe, because obviously Joe's the principal songwriter of the band, and he comes up with the songs, and obviously we got Alan as well, Alan Welsh, who plays the bass, and obviously I'm the drummer. And again, it's like anything, you know, when Joe comes in with a song with a collection of songs, it's like he'll come in with, say, it'd be like, to use an example, like the preliminary sketch, like an artist would do. So it's there, and he might say, okay, right, I've got like a little idea to put a shade of that there. That there, maybe it's something like there. What do you think? And we might go, okay, what about maybe, you know, adding this shape there, this shape there, this shape there? And Alan might say, oh, actually, you know, you can have it, add that little bit there and that little bit there. And once we've all kind of, you know, got it all together and, you know, made the suggestions and stuff, then the painting becomes the finished canvas, i.e., that particular song in question. And that goes for everything else and all that. So, obviously, when we were presented the songs for the first time, obviously they were presented in an acoustic form with some suggestions,
right,
and ideas like everything. But then, obviously, when we got into the studio, and they were starting to build up, you know, like the bass starts to get into all the guitar parts, stuff like the little shade starts to come in. It was like right now we're really starting to see it now, and that was the most exciting bit. And as we were going through the songs, we were like, right, this is definitely, like, you know, again, they're still all catchy up tempo, you know, catchy pop rock songs in the basic form. It's definitely, you know, there's other things there, and our sort of, you know, we take pride in our versatility, and it's, in this point, you know, it's, you know, with each release, you feel like you're getting even better and better and better, and you know, adding different things to it. So when, you know, whenever short of like ideas and things from influences and stuff, but you know, this one's definitely, it's definitely up there. And you know, it's because obviously we've been working on it and all that again, and now it's coming to like the end of like the process and all that. Now it's like, you know, we're just looking forward for everyone to hearing it, and I don't think we'll disappoint.
From the sounds of it, I don't think you will either. Now, with this level of creation and just the way you guys form your songs there, has that made it easier to kind of track list them, meaning like you can make them flow how you want them to? So it's not too much of an added extra process, you just kind of gel together, the puzzle keeps coming together, or is it just like it'll be me making it a little bit longer?
I think, like, you know, like track order wise, it's always been different each time. Obviously, by the end of it, you know, we all come to an agreement on the. There's never been like any sort of like major disputes on, like, you know, I don't want that, and I don't want that as track five, and I don't want that as track. You know, we've always,
right,
it's always been kind of like, you know, what about this? And actually, because, like, you know, when you get into the record, you know, the whole process of recording, especially like this, because
right,
the process of this. And the previous EP, by the time we finished the previous EP, we pretty much jumped into the production of this album. So the EP and this album have kind of been done back to back. And because that much has been done, I've got to admit, at the top of my head at this moment, I can't remember who actually suggested the final track listing. I think it was a combination of us all, was it? I'll probably remember after this interview and go, that was it.
Yeah.
I had a little 2 minutes. Right, this is how it came to it. But no, it's as far as we're all concerned, it's all in the right order. It all flows. It's all correct. And yeah, you know, we've got no complaints. I mean, one of the other funny things about this album as well, I think a lot. Well, I think by the time most bands get to, like, say, the third album, something like that, is the, I'd say with a band, say, first album, probably the second album, they kind of go out there and road test the songs before they even go to the recording studio. That's just standard.
Right.
A lot of bands, you know, they have those things there, so they're the songs that they go out to play with. But then, by the time the third album, and especially in the case of what we're doing and all that, we have since road tested a couple of songs, and obviously they've gone down really well. But there's a good proportion of the songs on this album that we haven't actually performed live. They've actually came together. We went into the rehearsal room and just kind of got, like, you know, the little bass parts and the drum parts and, you know, the basic rhythm parts kind of together.
Right.
We went into the studio to obviously make sure that they were put down as you know, as proficiently as, and as, not to say as quick, but as easily flowing as possible, so everyone knew what they were doing with the basic rhythm tracks. So, but also obviously the rest of the stuff kind of came together in the studio or in pre-production stuff.
Okay.
So obviously, you know, I think it's, now we got to the point now where, again, we have road tested a couple of the tracks and all that, so obviously they've been played live, but for the most part, the most of the album has never actually been performed live in their full form. So obviously in the new year, obviously when the album's out, that's when we'll be really, really playing a lot of some of the other songs off it that we haven't played live yet. Live in well, they'll make their debut and all that, which again is quite interesting for us, because obviously because we got to this point now because it's a third album,
we've
never done that before. So it's like, right, you know, now that the tracks are down and ready to, like, go out and all that, and we'll probably look at the list and go, okay, that track and this track, right, now we need to go and rehearse those up now to go out and play them live and all that. But again, that's it'll get done, because, you know, we know what we're doing, and, you know, we have, you know, confidence in what we do. So again, that's the way it's, that'll be the difference, say, between the last stuff and all that. So, but again,
right,
you know, we're at that point now where, you know, it is, we have released, you know, this is like the third album, again, like a lot of bands, and so that's the way it goes. You kind of get it done, then you rehearse them and play them out after that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I mean, we were meant to have a gig on the 27th of this month. It was meant to be our headlining gig. We were going to play a couple more of the tracks from the new album, but unfortunately, you might have maybe seen this online, that the venue announced its closure, and that was meant to be Jimmy's in Liverpool. It announced its closure on the last Saturday of September just gone. So unfortunately, we had to kind of quickly get in touch with people to say, you know, the venue's closed and all that. And it was sad, because, you know, like, you know, the ticket sales were absolutely fantastic, and the promotion for it was great, and we were looking, obviously everyone was looking forward to it. And again,
right,
because the venue itself closed, again, we weren't the only ones who unfortunately suffered, because obviously there was other bands who were playing in those weeks following up to the end of the year. So
right,
you know, every other actor was playing in the weeks to come, and, you know, whether it be a DJ night, band nights, whatever, you know, they unfortunately suffered the same side with the gig getting cancelled and all that, which was a real, real shame, because we were looking forward to it, and, you know, the publicity was great for it and the ticket sales. But so what we decided was, we did get a big influx of support from people we knew and stuff, and which was absolutely, you know, which was fantastic, and, you know, we thank everyone there, and obviously we are in talks now of obviously, you know, starting to do some, you know, fresh gigs once the album's out in early in the new year and all that. We did get a few offers to change the gig to a different venue, and again we thanked all those people who offered, but unfortunately they were all on different days, and some of them were kind of,
okay.
So, and obviously this gig was meant to be on a Friday, and that's where we usually do our headline gigs, on Friday, Saturdays, and again, we thank those who got in touch, but unfortunately, again, they were on different days, and some of them were, like, unsuitable for, like, people who were travelling to see us and stuff and all that. So unfortunately, we had to kind of go, okay, what we'll do is we'll talk about some fresh dates in the new year, because obviously because some of them were kind of midweek, they weren't, like, compatible with, you know, with say,
right,
which wouldn't worked out. So obviously, you know, we're in touch with, like, you know, some venues now, and we will be announcing some new dates for the new year, and at that point the album will be out, so that'll kind of work out for the best when that comes in. But in the meantime, you know, obviously we're doing promo for the upcoming album, the video, obviously, like we're doing now, both at home in other parts of the UK and internationally. So it's just in the case of, you know, obviously promoting the new video and getting the album finished, which again is not long till the end now. So obviously, again, just a few more vocal tracks we need to put down, some more mixing, and then all ready to go. And obviously, when the official announcements will be made regarding the album itself, that will go up over social media, and people, you know, we'll let people know about, like, you know, pre-orders, and which will
right.
like, so obviously when that happens and all that, that'll be fully announced on, like, Facebook and Twitter or X or whatever it's called now, and Instagram.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know what that platform is called anymore. It's like the platform formerly known as Twitter. I don't know.
I know it's called X, and it makes no sense to me either. Just a guy with way too much money decided to change the name. It just sounds dumb, really.
It's X, the platform formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. Just whatever.
Twitter, or, you know, yeah, just call it Twitter. Bracket.
Oh, yeah, exactly, right? People still know what you're talking about. Well, just like Facebook is Meta now, right? Or supposed to be Meta, like M-E-T-A.
I think it still is Facebook, but I think the company that runs it is...
Okay.
It's Facebook, yeah. Owned by Meta, as well as Instagram and I think WhatsApp. Are owned by that as well. I think they're the big three of Meta, which is Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. There might be others, but they're the main three that I know. But yeah, it'll all be on there. It'll all be announced officially on there in a few weeks' time.
Ryan, well, I mean, this sounds very exciting, because I'll probably be up for a pre-order, so I can.
Of course, yeah. You know, you'll get your copy.
But the last album, which is awesome. So, but I really enjoyed you coming back on again, Colin. It's been fun. It's been nice to talk about the new album, and it sounds like you guys, well, I know you guys are super pumped about it. So, and can't wait for everybody else to hear it. And we'll definitely be playing the track again this Saturday night on the New York Saturday show.
That's great. Thanks a lot. And we're more than happy to come back on when the album itself is out. So.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, cool. Yeah,
you can count on it, Colin. Yeah. You're welcome on the show anytime, buddy. Anytime.
Thanks a lot.
Well, man, you have a great evening, since you're about 5 hours ahead. But again, thank you so much for coming on. I really enjoyed. It's always fun talking to you, and I can't wait to hear this new album. I'm really pumped for it. Like I said, that this It's All Too Late. It's a great song, and the video is amazing. So I am really, really curious to see what you guys have laid down for the tracks.
Well, again, it'd be like a Victorian traveling case. You'll open it up, and all those little jewels will contain, you know, a different type of song, and you won't be disappointed.
And I'm glad you explained what portmanteau was, because I actually didn't know. So I was going to ask about that, but you beat me to the punch. Okay, perfect. Now I know what it is.
Well, for everyone out there, you've learned something today.
Anyways, Colin, thank you so much. You have a great evening, and we'll definitely keep in touch and talk very soon.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
Have a great night, Colin. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.